When the Federal Aviation Administration implemented new arrival and departure procedures at Sky Harbor Airport last month, the agency had no idea it would rally residents in a central Phoenix neighborhood. But as KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie reports, flyover noise is just one of many issues facing residents.
Steve Dreisesen is a 40-year resident of the FQ Story neighborhood. And when it comes to noise in his area, there's already a lot of it.
We have I-10 that runs right through our neighborhood. We have helicopters that fly over us all the time. We have switching stations with the train noise to the west of us. We have just the ongoing hustle and bustle of the standard noise you would have in the core.
Now, Dreisesen and his neighbors are dealing with yet another layer of noise. Aircraft flying out of Sky Harbor. On September 18th, the FAA implemented its new satellite-based system called NextGen. It's supposed to improve safety and efficiency. Part of NextGen's implementation involved new arrival and departure procedures, or flight paths. And one of those flight paths travels above FQ Story. Besides going over Dreisesen's neighborhood, the departure procedure veers north much sooner than before.
Well, certainly airlines are always seeking efficiency measures. This would be for fuel efficiency purposes. They can save hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of time if they are able to turn sooner in this case and make it to their destination more quickly.
Robin Sabat is the chair of the Department of Business at Embry-Riddle. She says the FAA works with airlines when they develop new procedures, and airlines always offer input that could affect their operations and their bottom line. The FAA also consults other stakeholders, like homeowners who might be impacted by a new flight path.
The problem that we've got is the non-existent notice to our area. This was not a public process. And now taking the burden of that noise and putting it on us is just unfair.
What's also not fair, according to some residents, is what this could mean for property values. Don Meredith is a realtor specializing in Phoenix's historic neighborhoods. He says homes in the area can average around $200 per square foot.
If this continues, I could see it affecting the resale value and the average price per square foot that this wonderful historic district has come to earn.
The FAA has scheduled a public meeting with residents and Sky Harbor officials for October 16th. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.